USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Hospitals across the South struggling to deal with the rise in COVID cases. Alabama has no ICU beds available. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards cites an astronomical surge for straining their health care system. He says almost a third of those cases are of children 17 or under. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on CBS News Friday discussing how to keep kids safe with schools reopening.
Among the things to keep children safe are get everyone around those children vaccinated and get those children vaccinated themselves.
Meanwhile, multiple media outlets reporting Friday that full use authorization of the Pfizer vaccine could come as soon as Monday. Getting aid to Haitians proving to be difficult. Witnesses on the ground and government officials both report relief supplies being stolen, including food. A return to the Remain in Mexico policy now on hold. The Supreme Court issuing a temporary stay blocking a judge's order to reinstate President Trump's immigration policy. The stay will allow the Supreme Court to review new filings in the case. This is USA Radio News.
With raging wildfires and a busy hurricane and storm season, how do you keep your pets safe and sound? I'm Dr. Jose Arce, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few steps to help stay safe. In a nutshell, make a plan, build an emergency kit, and stay up to date on the latest news. For example, have an evacuation plan with a neighbor or friend, put together an emergency kit with several days' food, medicine, first aid, and grooming items, and tune into the latest news and weather so you know what's in store. It is important to make sure your pet has all their tags and IDs, and keep a recent photo of your pet on hand, just in case. Be sure to microchip your pet in the event you get separated, and check with your veterinarians for more information on how to prepare. Be sure to log on to avma.org for more valuable information about pets and disaster preparedness planning. That's avma.org.